everybody. We're coming to you today from Appleton Area Health with Marcia Kells. Marcia's one of our nurse practitioners. Hi, Marcia. How are you?
I'm borderline perfect.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. So today we're going to talk about something that's pretty common, and that's tummy aches in kids.
Okay.
So do you see this very often in your practice in the clinic or even in the emergency room?
Well, it's one of the most common things that come in, particularly in the emergency room, but also in the clinic. And when I see it, I think, oh my, particularly in women, because there's a lot of organs in your abdomen. And so one of the key things that I think about is where on the abdomen is the pain. And so when they come in and say that it's all over pain, it's really hard for me to figure out what the problem is. So the challenge also with little ones is that if they can't really talk, depending upon their age, it makes it even worse. So getting a good history really helps me figure out what is going on with a person, because my best diagnostic tool is the person. If you really listen to your patient, they will always tell you what the diagnosis is. A really smart person told me that once. I try to always remember it. So, unfortunately, sometimes they come in unconscious, which really makes it hard, but you always have to be a detective. So you look, listen, feel. That's what you always do. So
what are some of the causes of tummy aches or abdominal pain?
Well, sometimes it's trauma, sometimes it's infection, sometimes it's something life-threatening, sometimes it's just common things. So let's think about trauma. So what I go through is I have to ask them kind of my old cart is what I go by. So first I ask the mom, what do you think caused it? And they often say, well, if I knew, I wouldn't be here. That's why I came in. But really, everybody that comes in has an idea in their head of what they think caused their child to be sick. So I always ask them that, even if they get mad at me about it, because they're frustrated, you know. And I ask them, well, when did it start? Because how long it's been going on does make a difference. And then I'll ask them, is there any particular spot that it's worse? Even if it's all over, is it worse in any spot? Because if it's in the right upper quadrant, then I know that it's maybe involving the liver or the gallbladder. If it's right in the middle, then it's maybe more of the gallbladder. If it's over on the left side, maybe the pancreas. If it's down on the right lower quadrant, you know, maybe the appendix. If the left lower quadrant, maybe it's the bowel. Now, if it's a girl, then it could be ovaries if it's down on the bottom. Or if it's in the middle, then you think urinary tract, you know, the bladder. But, you know, if it's all over, who knows? It could be the bowels. It could be appendix. It could be, you know, a generalized infection. And if they got hit, you know, maybe they're bleeding inside. Particularly if they're unconscious, we're not asking a lot of questions. We're going for the gold. Mm-hmm. So how long it's been going on, when you get the onset, then you figure out how long it's been going on. And if it's associated with anything like Well, it seems like every time they get up in the morning to go to school, it's only during the week. It's about 8 o'clock every morning. It's right after they eat. You know, if it's associated with any kind of activity or any kind of thing that they do, that kind of helps you make a decision also. If they can rate, you know, if with little kids we have this little smiley face, and they can tell how bad the pain is, they can rate the pain. If they can describe the pain, if it kind of comes and goes, if it's something that makes it cramping, like a squeezing, or if it's a pressure, or if it's sharp, like someone stabbed them in the with a knife, or, you know, if they can describe the pain to me, they think I'm crazy. But, you know, I'm trying to get a, if it's a burning, you know, or if it's squeezing or whatever, then I can find out better what I think it is. What makes it worse? You know, if it gets worse when you eat, if it gets better when you have an empty stomach, if it gets worse when you have an empty stomach, you know, all this tells me clues that it could be ulcers, could be constipation, could be a lot of different things. And then does the pain radiate? Does it start in this spot and then circle around or radiate down towards the groin or go up into the throat or whatever? So this will all give you a clue that this is an infection, a urinary tract infection. It could even be strep throat. You know, is there any kind of other symptoms associated with it, like a rash that showed up on his chest, which would be strep? Because strep and abdominal pain go together. So is it a viral illness? Is it colic? Is it a ruptured ovarian cyst? Is it, you know, peritonitis? Is it a diabetic sign for diabetes? Is it all kinds of things? So, believe it or not, all of those stupid questions mean something. And then the last thing I ask is, what did you do for it? Did you give him any medicine? You know, like, well, he had a temp, so I gave him Tylenol. You know, and how high was the temperature? Most people say, well, he just felt warm, which, you know, or, you know, he had pain, so I gave him Tylenol or ibuprofen. And did that help? And yes or no. So that's my evaluation of a child with abdominal pain. So those are good reasons to come in and see us. And if your child has abdominal pain and it's something you're worried about, don't be afraid to come in and see us. Bring them into the clinic. It's a good reason to come to the clinic and see us. We want to see you. Don't be afraid.
Very good. Thanks, Marcia.
Yeah.